This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. Always happy to talk to you guys and explore lots of concepts and ideas. And I know we don't always get the kind of feedback we'd have if I was doing stand-up or we were sitting around in the living room, but I promise you we're working on this stuff. I had a good talk with a friend of mine, a gentleman out of Hollywood, has become one of my really close friends. His name is Mike Bender. And Mike has been in the movie Minority Report. He made the movie Black and White with Kevin Costner. He wrote Ray Donovan, part of the season of Ray Donovan last year. Just to give you some ideas, he had a show on Showtime, I believe, or was it HBO? I think it was Showtime, called Mind of the Married Man. And we were on the phone the other night for an hour talking about how much, number one, I got to tell you, this really warms my heart to say it. Mike Bender, a very successful guy in Hollywood, has been there 40 years, worth a fortune, makes great films, doing it on his own, staunch conservative, started out in stand-up, doing a lot of the same type of stuff as me, but much more accomplished. And you know what Mike says? Mike says, Kevin, you are a talent. You're amazing. Now, I'm not telling you that to blow my own horn, even though it may sound that way. I'm telling you that because Mike is saying, he said to me, Fox is lucky to have you as a commentator, and they better get you for a show, because, dude, you're going to go there. And I've been telling you guys he wants to put me in a movie, and then I find out one of his best friends is Bill Burr, one of my favorite comedians. So he's like, I'm going to get you and Bill together. So anyway, I'm telling you, God is really putting some amazing things in my way. So in my path for me to take a look at. So Mike and I are having this conversation, and he's telling me about, this movie we're making, which is called Bleeding Blue. And you can go to bleedingbluemovie.com, and you can check it out. And he's telling me how to market it. Now, the day before that, I had a conversation with Dinesh D'Souza. So Dinesh and his wife, Debbie, they call me because we had a scheduled call. And we're chit-chatting, and Dinesh is like, Kevin, I love the trailer. If there's anything I can do to help you market it, blah, blah, blah. He told me about making his documentaries. I'm telling you, just getting so much good information, and we're just ready to move things forward. And I hope you guys want to come along for the ride. I really do. We are poised for amazing things. We're always understaffed, always underfunded. So if you want to help out, please do. You can go to kjradio.com. But I got to tell you, the conversations with these two guys, and I mean, Dinesh was a wealth of information on how to market the movie, but Mike coming back, well, he was supposed to go to England, but he's working on an eight show series, and the guy is just a magnificent writer, and we were going through ideas and stuff, and I got to tell you, the creative flow that comes from our conversations, I so wish I could record. I truly do. Gifted person. We're laughing, we're making up new shows and stuff, and of course he's working like crazy. So one of these days when I get out there, I'm going to ask him if we can video a session and just share that with you, because it really is amazing. That's not what I wanted to talk about. Obviously we got a ton more. We've got this retread of Hillary Clinton and the left trying to figure out what went wrong. You would think, okay, so Trump's now just over 100 days. These guys went through the painstaking, through the holidays of having to understand, trying to understand why Hillary lost. I thought they figured it out. I thought they knew it was because of her. But apparently not. So now we're reliving it. And the new narrative that they're spinning is it wasn't Hillary's fault, it was Comey's fault. Now look, we covered this the other day. We'll probably cover it again. I'm just giving you fair warning. Because the left isn't going to let it go. They must know what happened here. And it's as simple as the nose on their faces. What happened here is Hillary Clinton was an absolute horrible candidate. The left did everything they could to cheat her in. And we figured it out. And here's what's funny about it. They want to blame Comey. Quite frankly, I don't care if it was Comey, if it wasn't Comey. It was a combination of a lot of things. I don't believe that them Comey exonerating her did not make people go, see, you know, the left, the people who were going to vote for Hillary were going to vote for her. The people who weren't going to vote for her got even more mad when Comey let her go. So this idea that he's the culprit is crazy. Then the next thing they're doing, which I got to tell you, I love that they're trotting Elizabeth Warren. She's out there. I don't know how many shows this woman has done in the last couple of weeks, but it's like they're running the election again right now. They're like, we didn't lose. We're running the new election. And Elizabeth Warren is out there talking about, I don't sleep right with Donald Trump as president. Really? Then she goes out and talks about people not having jobs. She talks about the Democrats being disjointed. These people act as if Barack Obama was never president. It was his evil twin that did all the bad stuff. And by the way, his evil twin is white. It isn't a black dude. What do they call that? The disease, not a disease, but an affliction where, you know, you can have two kids that are completely, not talking about fraternal twins. I'm not an idiot. I know that. My friends mouthing to me, my producers, fraternal twins. I know about fraternal twins. No, a chimera, where you have two separate DNAs inside of your body. Have you heard of that? Yeah, see, smarter than I look. I ain't just here for my pretty face, boy. So anyway, he's like a chimera. He's got two different, completely different DNA. One is white, one is black. And apparently the left wants to blame the problems that he's occurred on his white guy, but they don't want to bring it up. So all they do is they just praise the black guy. Like, how did you live? It would be like having a Siamese twin, and one's white and one's black. And so when somebody's like, calling the white dude cracker, the white twin cracker, and talking about how much he's oppressed a man and stuff like that, and the black dude is riding along with him going, that's what I say to him every day. Yeah. Wouldn't you like to see it? Now, see, that would be a show I would watch. I would watch a sitcom. I'll bounce this off of Mike. I would watch a sitcom where the Siamese twin are black and white, okay? And the white guy is a staunch Democrat, and the black guy is a Republican. Now, that would be a funny show. See how the creative juices that flow when you're in the moment? You just watched, you didn't watch it, but you just heard genius happening. There are many of you out there going, that would be a funny show. Yeah, can you imagine they go into the hood and the white guy gets his butt kicked? And his bro is beating him up too, punching him with the black guys. Now see, that would be funny stuff. Anyway, I'm a funny dude. We got a lot to talk about. I'm so glad you're here. I'm going to tell you about an Antifa girl who didn't get exactly what she wanted in the Middle East.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. So there's a lady by the name of Lacey McCauley. And you may not know that name, but Lacey is an Antifa radical. Yeah, Lacey McCauley. Well-known radical left-wing Antifa organizer in Washington, D.C. And she was actually featured in James O'Keefe's videos with these Project Veritas undercover videos, which exposed the hashtag disrupt J2O plot to violently disrupt President Trump's inauguration. And just like every other leftist lunatic that you've probably come to know, Lacey fell in love with Islam. And she became obsessed with helping Syrian refugees, wholeheartedly believing that Islam is the religion of peace. And McCauley detailed her experience in dating a Turkish Muslim man. She described the hell and fear she lived in because he controlled every move she made. He beat her and he raped her. Now, this is from her archived post. And you can get this online. It's an archived post. She says this: I am a radical activist based in Washington, D.C. I fell in love with an energetic, charismatic activist I met in November when I was present to write about resistance to the G20 summit, a global event in Antalya, Turkey. After I came home to the U.S., we talked every day. He was loving and charming, I thought at the time. He offered a ready smile, engaging kindness, and intelligent conversation. He said all the right things to convince me that he cared about women's rights and activism. In February, I decided to return to Turkey with the promise of love driving me forward. I couldn't have known things would turn sour. Really? There were no hints. Listen up, radio audience. She's a radical out of D.C. She meets a Muslim from Turkey whom she'd gone to, you know, gone over to do some, to protest the G20 summit and meets him. And then she comes back all enamored, goes back to meet him and says, you know what? It wasn't what I thought. It's Turkey. It's an Islamic nation. But still, women's rights are intact and they know how to treat women. And he was, what did she say, charming? She says the first 2 weeks were quite the love story. I observed that he was drinking heavily and called him an alky. But it was just a joke at first. We went to the beach and historic sites, and he introduced me to his friends. All seemed to be going well, and I felt that the romance was solidly moving forward. Then came our first fight. I'd wanted to interview a local woman for an article on Syrian refugees. He did not approve. He knew the woman and did not like her, so he strictly forbade me from speaking with her. I guess he still didn't get the hint. After I questioned his rationale, he yelled and stormed out of the room to go smoke a cigarette. I just stood in the middle of the room, not knowing what to do. Of course, as a Western woman, no one would have forbidden me from speaking with anyone else. It was a strange feeling. Don't I have a mouth to speak? Why can I not use it as I wish? McCauley brings up Feminism 101, which should have prevented her from dating a Muslim in the first place. But the liberalism mental disorder is you can't have logical thinking to interfere with this. See, this is feminism at its basic level. No man has the power to silence a woman just because he's a man. How far backwards things would slide in the coming weeks, we shall find out. So she writes this: what I found over the next few weeks was absolute frustration of my efforts to do my advocacy work. I had put myself in a place of dependence upon a person who, as it turned out, would have liked to keep me by his side and control my every move. He hindered rather than helped the work I tried to do there. Now, I'm going to stop for just a second again and explain to you, what is it that this woman thinks is any different? We could have talked to her till we were blue in the face. This is where I come back to, is it actions or is it words, folks? We could have told her, we have been telling her. We've been telling her and all the other people like her, you are not going to be respected by Muslim men. No way, no how. You find one, don't think he's going to be different because he didn't watch his daddy do whatever. Let me tell you something. There comes a point in a society where it becomes part of your DNA. The Muslim culture is anti-woman, and it will be for a long time and maybe forevermore. She goes on to say this. She learned what true Islam was versus what her leftist professors taught her. Things deteriorated rapidly. His insecurity and childishness got worse. In the following weeks, I was violently pushed, blocked from leaving freely, and repeatedly told not to speak. If I spoke anyway, anger erupted. I endured threats that I would be burnt with cigarettes, flinching as he faked with his lit cigarette. I had to duck to avoid having sharp objects thrown at my face. I had water angrily poured over my head. Unwanted sex, rape, all the time. He did not stop to determine whether I consented to sex. Several times, he turned off my Wi-Fi and lied about it. A modern-day form of gaslighting. He verbally criticized me for using social media, my main link to the rest of my life back in the U.S., and tried to discourage me from using it. He forced me to unfriend one Turkish man on Facebook and wanted me to unfriend many more. McAuley was even jailed by Turkish police because she was a Western journalist. 2 days later, however, I was jailed by Turkish police for several hours when I tried to simply enter a large public speech in Antalya by the president of Turkey. They made a habit of jailing reporters and activists, and I didn't look like I fit their norms. There's much more posted on her blog, folks. But, see, this is the problem with liberalism. It rarely gets to live itself out. And you gotta understand, the point of this is, and I love these examples, and I think this is why people talk, they tend to put more faith into people that do a conversion, like he converted from being a Democrat or he converted from being a Black Panther or whatever. They put more faith in them because these are people that finally live it. I don't put more faith in them because she should have known from the beginning. You know, there's one of my old martial arts instructors said, you know, look, you can learn by getting your butt kicked, or you can do what I tell you and avoid it. And I always chose the latter. I would say, you know what, I'll pay attention. If it saves me two or three more butt kickings, I'll pay attention to you and listen up. It's what I tell my son all the time. There's your way, and then there's the hard way. I tell him there's my way, and then there's the hard way. I can tell you what to do from years of experience and years of fighting, or you can do it your way and get your butt kicked. And he finally learns to shut up. See, I don't wish this on anybody. I really don't. But she still believed when she left for Turkey that this Turkish man believed in women's rights. Because why? He said he did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
interpretation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, that's what that Brewster fella kept calling me. I didn't know just how to take it.
Mate, you're rich.
Me?
The richest man in these hills. Maybe in the whole state. Oh, Jace, you can have anything you want. Do anything you want. Go any place you want.
Yeah, that's another thing he kept saying. He said he reckoned I'd be moving away from here soon. What do you think, bro? You think I ought to move?
Jed, how can you even ask? Look around you. You're 8 miles from your nearest neighbor. You're overrun with skunks, possums, coyotes, bobcats. You use kerosene lamps for light. You cook on a wood stove, summer and winter. You're drinking homemade moonshine, washing with homemade lye soap. And your bathroom is 50 feet from the house, and you ask, should you move?
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Man, be a dang fool to leave all this.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, we've talked a little bit. Probably, I don't know if you can talk too much about it, because that's what the left would do. They would talk incessantly about how much money. Let's talk about Trump's taxes or his groping of women or the Russians or whatever else, right? It never dies. You know what? We are still talking about Hillary Clinton and the reason she lost. I mean, they dug up the body to see did they give it arsenic or whatever. Because let me tell you, it's dead. Hillary lost. She will never put those fat buttocks in the Oval Office chair. It ain't going to happen. She got as close as she was going to get when the black dude beat her. That's it. It's over. Get used to it, leftist. So anyway, now we got to relive it. Well, if it weren't for Jim Comey or whatever. Look, I don't care. I don't care what the excuse was. Hillary Clinton's not there. Get over it. We won. And not only that, we didn't just win because we had supposedly the worst candidate ever. And everybody on the left, there's no way Donald Trump, no, don't even mention it. It can't happen. It's not. It's an impossibility. Well, it's there. And they still don't want to accept it. Well, you know what? You're going to accept it. Donald Trump's president, and what's interesting about it is what they overlook about their people. I'll give you an example. So Barack Obama speaks for $400,000, and everybody, oh, it's okay, he's a private citizen, look the other way. But there are other things that happened here. So, for example, Barack Obama gave himself Secret Service protection for life. I think they limited it to 20 years. They said that's the amount of time you still got some relevance in terms of the world and secrets and all that. After that, nobody cares about you. you go back to being a regular citizen. No, not me. I need it for life. But here's the one that I don't think most people are aware of, and that is that Barack Obama gave himself a lifetime pension no matter what. Are you guys aware of this? They tried to pass a bill. Jason Chaffetz did, I believe, was a sponsor. And they wanted to say, what the bill essentially said was, we'll give you a $400,000 pension, we'll give you your staffers, etc. But if you make over 400 grand, you lose your pension. And Obama goes, well, that's not fair. And Chaffetz is like, what do you mean it's not fair? You know, if you make $400,000, we're giving you $400,000. That's it. That's enough. You still got Secret Service for life. And, you know, so there's no, the only, let me just put it this way. Obama laid some pipe on the people who voted for him, and he did it without their consent. Wink, wink. The man who claimed he was going to fight Wall Street versus Main Street accomplished quite the opposite. I was looking at the research on this because I wanted to really look at and determine what did he do for the so-called little man. And the Washington Center for Equitable Growth shows that Americans still haven't regained the ground that they lost in 2008 at the time when he was coming in. And all these promises that he made, and this is after we invested $787 billion to save the financial system. Then he printed a trillion dollars per year for every year he was in office, and he still didn't save anybody. Let me just tell you, do the math on almost $9 trillion and look at the number of people who suffered in America and just say, I'm going to hand that money over to them and see what you come up with. I'll save you the math. If you took the people that were really in need, and let's say that ended up being 100 million people, which I don't think it would be, but so let's say it's 10 million people. Go do the math on, and let's just make the numbers easy, 10 trillion people divided by 10 million folks, and they each get $1 million. You understand what I'm saying? The top 1% of earners during the time of Obama outperformed everybody else, and from 2015 to 2016, they outperformed everybody 700% to one. You know, in other words, over 700%. The rich got richer under Obama, and in fact, they call it the greatest transfer of wealth to the 1% in history. That's what Barack Obama accomplished. The greatest transfer of wealth to the 1% in history. The man who said he was going to fight for the little man. So that's what he was able to accomplish. So I can only believe that Barack Obama said, you know what, if I transferred all that wealth to all these rich white guys, I ought to get something out of it. So that's what that's essentially, I can only believe that's what he was thinking, because he did not help Main Street, which is what he promised to do. And I don't know how much, if you're having a fight with Wall Street and you transfer more money to them than you do in the history of man from the poor folks to these very super wealthy people, what else could you call it? I don't call that a fight. I call that collusion. And so what's funny is to listen to these leftists. Don't misunderstand me. There's a few of them out there saying, look, there's no other way to look at this except it's unfair. But it would be a lot less unfair or a lot less fair if Barack Obama were truly a capitalist and said, look, guys, I don't mind a guy making a buck. And if there are people willing to pay me this, I don't mind it. But he calls himself the Pied Piper of poverty. I mean, I call him that. The Pied Piper of poverty, because he says, I'm going to work for the little guy. There is no little guy that you're going to make in an hour more than the little guy makes in a year. Explain that to me. That is don't do the math on $400,000 an hour, because that's effectively what he's making. And you could even say, well, Kevin, that's what he's going to be doing all day. No, it isn't. I mean, I'm not even going to let you win that argument. If you wanted to say to me, well, he dedicated 4 hours to it, you know, because, you know, he had to prep and get the limo and Secret Service, and they had to scan the place he was going to speak at. Really? Okay. I realize he's not making that every single hour, but it makes you wonder what he could be making. Look at what the Clintons did. They parlayed some serious, I mean, these people, they made a ton of money. for some people that didn't really have any skills. I mean, the skill set that they used for their real lives was useless. Hillary Clinton wasn't a practicing attorney. Bill Clinton got disbarred. What did Chelsea do? I mean, she wasn't there to look pretty, I'll tell you that. But I still haven't figured out what she did beyond, you know, kind of mess up a few pictures. So what exactly did they do to become mega millionaires? Extortion rackets. So it certainly can be argued that if Barack Obama's charging $400,000 or getting $400,000 for a speech, and they said, oh, he was battling against Wall Street, and Wall Street won, and then he gets out and they go, well, here's the money. You can't, I mean, what are you going to tell me? Oh, man, he really had Wall Street scared. They're still paying him off. They're like, ooh, we're so scared of Barack Obama. No, they're not. They're still, he's saying, okay, I got you guys a lot of money. You still owe me. You know, you ever seen those prison movies where the guy still put money in the wife's account, the dude who got caught? His wife is out there struggling, but the guy that he saved, the mafioso that's still on the street, is putting money in the account. That's the way it is. Wall Street remains the mafioso, and they're still putting money in Barack Obama's account. That's what's going on here. And then, you know, it just, this bill that he vetoed gets me. Let me just read it. Last year, then President Obama vetoed a bill that would have curbed pensions of former presidents if they took outside income of $400,000 or more. So now that former President Barack Obama has decided to accept $400,000 for an upcoming Wall Street speech, the sponsors of that bill say they'll reintroduce the bill in hopes that Trump will sign it. And Jason Chaffetz says this: the Obama hypocrisy on this issue is revealing. He says his veto was very self-serving. So was his veto of the change to Secret Service laws. That was self-serving. Barack Obama's 50-something years old, 55 years old. By the time he lost Secret Service, he'd be 75. Nobody cares about him. He'd be worth a fortune. Quite frankly, he could pay for his own security force now, getting a book deal for $60 million. Why are we still footing the bill? So all I'm getting at is, look, I don't really care, but it's a double standard. And that's what I'm sick of with the left, is their stinking double standards, and I'm sure you are as well.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You want to talk about elitism, right? You want to talk about, oh, is Jimmy Kimmel elite? You're an elite if you don't have to depend on the government at some point in your life. There are sick people out there. There are seniors who need federally funded, you know, cars to take them to and from places. There are people who have student loans. There is cancer research from the NSF that helps people throughout the entire country. So if you can say, I don't care about the government, that must be great and fine for you if you're that rich, and maybe the people in the White House feel that way. But regular people, Republicans and Democrats, realize how stupid this is. I can't wait for them to make this mistake so they get wiped out in 2018. We can have some competent Republicans and Democrats running the country.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was a guy by the name of Jay Johnson or something like that? Jason Johnson. And he's a black political pundit that appeared on CNN, and he was essentially saying, who are you to talk about nobody needs government? If you don't have the government, you're an elitist. Yeah. Well, let me just explain something to you. See, I would have loved to have debated Jason Johnson on this, because here's what I would have said. I would have said, so Jason, if I use the interstate transportation system, a.k.a. the highways, am I not using the government? If I just live in this country and fall under the protection of the military, am I not using the government? If I fly in a plane and go through TSA and put myself in the lives of the FAA, am I not using the government? Nobody's arguing that use of the government is needed. Nobody's arguing about the government being part of what we do. This is ridiculous. See, this is what you call a straw man argument.
Cancer research. How would we be doing cancer research?
Well, maybe from companies that are trying to solve the riddle of cancer. People that are interested in the financial gain of, I mean, how do we get any medicine? Somebody says, you know what? I put a plant on my finger one time when I was out in the jungle, and it healed it. And then somebody went, well, what kind of plant was that? Some capitalist. And he goes out and show me the plant. He gets the plant. He gets scientists to look it over. They make aspirin or, I don't know, aloe, and they start selling it. How do you think stuff happens? The government doesn't fund everything. And, oh, by the way, Jason, it isn't the government's money. You know, it's amazing to me. You're an elitist if you aren't on welfare, or you never took the money that you put into what they call it when you're laid off, unemployment insurance. That money's your money. Many of us never take it. I'll put it to you this way: the majority of your unemployment money stays in the system. The majority of your Social Security money stays in the system. So what's he talking about? This is a guy. These people are so detached from reality that they really need somebody to set them straight. Elitism and not using the government. Well, then you know what? None of us are elites. Every single person in this country uses the government. But let me explain something, folks. We pay for it. Those roads out there that you ride on, you pay for every inch that your car goes on. Every time you fill up your tank, every time you pay your taxes for your state and local and county and all the other crap that they charge you for and sales tax, you are paying for everything you use. And yes, you're using the government, but let me tell you something. You've paid for it, and most of us have paid for it for five other people, minimum. You're paying for people that take the subway. You're paying for people that no matter what aspect of their lives are being touched, it's you who's paying for it. And this guy has the nerve to say, you're an elitist if you don't use the government. We're all using the government. We're using the stuff that we've already paid for. It's like a timeshare. That's what the road system, I'm just using the interstate system as an example, the roads. Whether you're in your locality of a city or your county or your state or whatever, you paid those taxes. You use them like a timeshare. It isn't like somebody owns the roads. You just go out there, you go, okay, it's my turn to be on the road. So you take it. And then even with that, they will still throw tollways. They'll throw up a tollway. In Florida, they'll throw up a tollway when you got to go to the convenience store. It's ridiculous. So after all the paying for it, you got to pay more. And God forbid you live in a nice neighborhood where they set up an artificial value on your house.
They tell you, oh, your house is worth three times more than you thought. And you're all proud.
Yeah. Turns out the houses in my neighborhood are worth three times more than I thought. And they love that your ego gets into it. Oh, we're in an exclusive neighborhood. What's your zip code? 90210? I remember when I lived in 75093. It's one of the richest zip codes in the country. And I would hear people talking about, oh, well, where are you? Are you 91 or 93? No, we're 95, but it's up and coming. I mean, I would hear these conversations at Starbucks. Well, congratulations, because I was in 93, and I hated it. Property taxes through the roof, charging me double the amount for my house as the market is slipping out.
Oh, Kevin, your house is worth $1 million.
And you, ooh, check it out, I'm a millionaire. Till I tried to sell it, sold it for $400,000, which is a lot of house in Texas, especially when I sold that one. But it wasn't like, let me put it to you this way. I made $12,000 on the house. Woo-hoo-hoo! Bought it for $388,000. Was told the prices are going through the roof. Look at it. Ooh, ah! Sold that sucker. And you know what people come in and do to your house after you sell it? They're like, well, you chose Corian for your countertop, and we're now into quartz, you know, or laminate or whatever. You're like, what? So this $10,000 counter that the realtor told me was the new end thing or whatever, in 5 years is no longer the end thing. I mean, it was pristine. This countertop was beautiful. I mean, stained grade woods, lead, you know, like the lead glass windows, stuff like that. Beautiful stuff. The crystal. My windows were crystal. You know, tempered, but and I don't know how they do it, but these expensive windows, plantation shutters, hardwood floors, sub-zero. You know, what do they call it, when you got the little bar area, a wet bar, I think they call it a wet bar. It had everything, extra storage in the attic, and all kind, walk-in attic, just walk right in. House had it all. Three fireplaces, literally. No exaggeration. The bedroom in the house that I owned at that time was larger than probably my first three apartments. The bedroom. I'd never been in a bedroom that large. I had a sitting area. I had a little a bike that I rode when I watched TV. Built-ins, bookshelves built-in for the TV, fireplace. And the bathroom was enormous. I mean, seriously. You could party in my bathroom. Hey, hey. And in the office to the bathroom was a walk-in closet that was to die for. It was stunning. It was, and you know what? My walk-in closet was a high-ceiling closet. It was like a 12-foot closet. So it was storage galore. You know, I mean, you could do three levels of clothing if you wanted to. It was crazy big. It might have been higher. It may have been 14 feet. It was crazy big. Yeah, and so it was a nice home. The pool, you walked in, and if you came in, you know, right in the front, you could look right out into the pool. And at night, you know, I'd like to light it up, and it had a blue light coming out of the pool, man. It looked like freaking Hollywood. It was gorgeous. When I first was going to look at it, the guy who sold it to me, he said, hey, come on by. It was in the evening. He goes, come on by. Yeah, come on. Yeah. I go by there, and I open the door. Oh! It was like God was shining up through the pool going, this is your new home, son. So I buy the home. He gives me a decent deal on it. It really was. He put equity in it. And then the market took a plunge. Even in Texas. So, because they were building up all these other luxury neighborhoods around me. So, this house, it probably should have had a value at the time. And this is Texas. This is not. Let me put it to you this way. This house in California is $1 million, $1.5 million. Easy. Practically, I mean, anywhere. In a nice neighborhood, it's a $3-4 million home. You know? So, just put it in perspective. But anyway, so I've got this thing, and it's, you know, almost 400 grand. And the market goes out, and luckily, it held its own. But the point is, they were raking me over the coals, giving me this fake value, and I'm all seduced. Oh, yeah, my house, my real estate holdings are this and that. Then I tried to sell it for what they were telling me the appraised value was and got hosed. So there's nothing elitist about you paying your freight. I more than paid my freight. I put more money into unemployment than I've ever taken out. Oh, it's insurance, Kevin. It's not actually your money. Well, I'll tell you what. I could do better not having to pay their unemployment insurance and paying my own. I'd much rather do that. I would have saved a fortune. So all I'm getting at, folks, is guys like Jason Johnson, they're distorted. They don't even have any idea what they say. Stay away from these lefties.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.